Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Something draws near. I can feel it.
This looks extraordinarily bad.
I have just created something totally illogical.
I think this is the beginning of X.
Super awesome podcast. Doesn't download itself.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Hopefully tonight will be rather short. We've just got Jake in house.
Yo, what's up, suckers?
Basically tonight, we're just going to be talking, we're going to recap a little draft order draft, and then talk about, I don't know, maybe general strategy, kind of, you know, not giving up sort of stuff. And then at the end, we will have Dan Redding from last year, Dan Redding's audio from last year, to give the noobs a little heads up on what they should expect. But yeah, let's just go right into the draft lottery. Jake, what kind of thoughts you got on this?
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting that Joe decided to pick fourth. What that says to me is that he doesn't really know who he wants in his first pick, and he's gonna let other people kind of pick people away for him.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it sounds like he knows he's going to go QB, it sounds like, but he just doesn't know which. I'm assuming he's got four that are graded out exactly as, you know, exactly the same, so he's just...
I think he may have told us as much off air also, didn't he? Or something along those lines.
Something along those lines. I'm going to assume his top four are probably Breeze, Rodgers, Brady, and Vic or something like that. So. We'll see what happens, I suppose. Yeah, I figured he would at least go third, so he could at least have a choice, you know, if he did have top four. But I don't know. I guess he went four as well, just so that he could pick a little sooner in the second round.
Well, yeah, I mean that gets him two in the top 20, I guess. So that's not bad.
Yeah. How are you feeling about your spot here?
11. Kind of for the same reason that Joe went for, I kind of like 11, where a lot of the pressure is going to be taken off of my first pick because it's not going to be someone who's going to be outstanding, and I'm going to end up getting two of those guys, basically. So, I mean, I'm just hoping I'm going to hit a home run with one of them, and then the other one is what I thought they were going to be. So we'll see how it goes. Right now it's looking like it's going to be pretty slim pickings, though.
I mean, I assume you're not going to try and wait until the third round again for a QB.
You wouldn't think so. that being said, you never know.
That's true. Actually, me and Joe, I was talking to Joe the other night, and we went over like the first four rounds of last year, and there were definitely some good value picks down there in the third round. They ended up, of course. But.
Right. There, I mean, you're always going to find good picks in the 3 to 6 rounds, and even beyond that. But, I mean, it's just a matter of getting lucky.
True. What do we think the worst spot to pick is?
I would say it's somewhere smack dab in the middle, maybe towards the backside, in that 6 to 9 range, maybe.
Yeah, I was looking at maybe 8.
Yeah.
The noob, Henry. I was thinking he might have the worst spot. Because by 8, the QB run is probably coming to an end. So if you really want a QB, you're going to end up with...
One of the ones that has the potential to be one of the elite guys. So you're going to end up not with one of the elite guys.
Exactly.
And, you know, at that point, you'd rather be down kind of where Taylor and I are and be able to get another one right afterwards to double your chances.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what happens with Henry there. D-Red cannot be pleased either, as he vocalized to me directly after the draft lottery multiple times.
Yeah, again, he's just not in a great position there, especially with having Jack, myself, and Taylor after him. You got to figure we're going to take six pretty decent people in between his two picks. So he's probably not going to be getting the people that he wants.
Very true. Clearly, I guess I got first overall.
Yes, you did.
I don't know what to say about that.
I think it'll work out Tom Brady style.
Yeah, probably, most likely.
Batman picked Tom Brady first 1 year, and he got hurt. What, in the second play of the season?
I picked Tom Brady the year after he had that ridiculous season, the 17-0 season.
Yeah, and he got hurt on the second play, right?
Yeah, he got hurt sometime in the first quarter, and then I was scrapping around down at the bottom with David Garrard and Trent Edwards.
But you hear that, ladies and gents? He did not give up. He continued to scrap around even though his first-round pick got hurt on the second play of the game.
Exactly.
With the likes of David Garrard and whoever the hell was starting for the Bills.
Exactly. It was a bad touch. but, yeah, I mean, we've got picks 1 through 3. I mean, aside, I guess picks 2 and 3 could end up real interesting. If there was any year Lee should not suck, it would be this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine not being able to win a game. And I was talking to him the other day. I can tell you that he's very – it keeps him up at night. You know, he's haunted by last season. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he drafts.
Yeah, and then we've got the Unholy Alliance at third. How bad do you think they're hoping that Vic drops them to try and repeat some of their late-season success last year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot. I mean, you love to hang on to those players that do right by you the season before. I have a feeling that normally ends poorly. It's hard for people to put together two seasons, especially someone like Vic where he had such a great second half of the season and whatnot. I don't expect him to be that as good as he was last year. That being said, Martin is going to be in Mexico during the draft, so his internet situation might be a little sketchy, which means late to the party, Mike Massaro is probably going to be the one drafting, which means Aaron Foster could very well end up going third to the Lone Wolves.
That is very true. I did get confirmed from Martin, though, the other day that he will not be picking just Steelers on defense. So we'll see what happens there, as he was wont to do last year, but... Yeah, I don't know. It looks like we got a pretty solid draft. The back end is filled with vets that, you know, usually aren't going to let good guys just randomly slip to the first guys. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Yeah, I don't know. What else? What was the other thing we were going to talk about?
I think it's general strategy, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the draft a little bit for the noobs and for some other people. The draft is a long haul. It's not going to be over in, like, a half an hour or anything. Like, what are we usually clocking at, like 2.5 hours?
I was thinking in the 90 to 2 hour range, 90 minutes to 2 hour range.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we usually consistently hit 2 hours.
I mean, that's a four minutes per round.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you got to settle in. You got to get your snackies and your beverages and just chill out for 2 hours.
Yeah, just be ready. Just be ready.
And as Arm hopefully learned last year, probably not a good thing to do two simultaneous drafts.
I mean, yeah, you can get yourself confused pretty easily that way.
So, for anyone that's doing another league on the same night, I feel bad for you, and or you should probably cancel the other league.
Immediately.
Other than that, though, I don't think draft procedure is different from last year. I do have the ability to, like, decide how long everyone gets for a pick. But other than that, we did not enact a draft pick trading because I believe that was only for keeper leagues, so it wouldn't really have helped us anyway. And then, of course, after the draft, everyone goes on waivers, correct?
Yeah, I think everyone immediately goes on waivers. When are we drafting again? Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday at 9 Eastern p.m., I believe.
So, I think they go straight to free agency then, since I think the waiver period runs from Thursday or Saturday or whatever until Tuesday morning, right? Or is it till Wednesday morning?
It's Wednesday morning.
Yeah, so as soon as the draft's over for the next 6 hours or whatever, they're on waivers and then go into free agency.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because you're picking people anyway. So unless someone has missed the draft, it probably won't matter for most people.
Right, probably not.
So, yeah, there's that, and then, of course, we are scoring in week one as usual, so nothing to be alarmed at there. What else?
just make sure you're ready to pick some people up, because that's always been a key part, getting those key free agents the first few weeks.
That is true. Last week we had some amazing free agent pickups with the whole reason the Unholy Alliance became a somewhat feared team towards the end of the year was because of basically the Vic pickup that they made in week 3 or whatever. So even if your draft doesn't go as you planned, or you know, you get an injury or something, you never know what could happen with waiver wire and free agent pickups. But then of course, on the flip side, you could always Bosch.
You could Bosch it.
As Jake well knows, the original term coming from Jake selecting Kyle Vandenbosch after week 1 last year.
No. It was the same week that the Mike. No, yeah, right. I did.
Yeah, because you had the number one overall. You had the number one overall waiver position, and you botched.
Right. Well, and at that point, Michael Vick hadn't really done anything quite yet, so it wasn't as bad as it would later turn out to be.
Yeah, I believe your rationalization for that was, if I can get a D lineman that can score me 15 points a week, I got you.
You gotta take that. You gotta take that.
Yeah. So. Hopefully there won't be too many Boshes, but free agency and waiver wires do end up helping a lot. Like, I picked up Peyton Hillis last year on the waiver, and clearly that helped me to propel me into the ship last year. So
yeah, there are going to be guys that end up having very productive seasons that aren't going to get drafted. So you want to be on your A game, and you want to research these guys and try to figure out who you want to pick up.
Oh, also let's talk about some trades. The bag league doesn't really like trades. It seems like most managers aren't into trades. I believe I was the only person that successfully pulled off a trade last year. If not, I was one of the two.
There seemed to only be one or two a year, if that.
Yeah. So if you're counting on trades, probably not the best idea. But I don't know. I mean, I always love trading, as everyone well knows. I'm usually
there's
G-chatting with people in the middle of the day trying to push deals through, so.
Yeah, there's always a fair amount of talk. Nothing comes to fruition too
exactly.
often.
Everyone thinks everyone else is trying to pull a fast one on them, I believe, so. And just to let you know, I believe I traded away John Beeson and Darren McFadden last year. Or maybe I just dropped Darren McFadden. I'm not quite sure what that was, but clearly, McFadden had an amazing year last year, so I probably should have kept him. But, everyone doesn't. There's no one that knows everything. So, if you get a trade proposal, as I usually say, probably the best way to get trades done, like a serious trade done, is to actually email or G-chat the person that you're trying to trade with before you propose something. Because usually if you propose something, it's going to be in your favor, and that'll just, and the person will see it and be like, what the fuck is this? And they'll just get rid of it immediately. And they'll probably not want to do any deals with you because of your ridiculous proposal. But in my history of pulling off trades, it's usually, I take a look at the other person's team needs, and then I G-chat them or, text them or whatever first, and I'm like, hey, look, it looks like you need this, I could use this, blah, 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 and then go from there. So if you're really looking to pull off some trades, I would suggest that strategy.
Yep.
But yeah, no, other than that, let's discuss the waiver numbers briefly. They are decided by final standing last year. So, Joe will get the first overall, I'll get the second overall, and then it'll just go down from there. It's not decided by draft position or anything like that, so it's all based on last year's standing. And then, of course, they reset every week when someone has a waiver request in, but everyone should know that by now.
By reset, Batman, it just means the person who, if someone used a waiver on somebody, they go down to the bottom and everyone moves up one.
Exactly. Also, speaking of trades, you can trade a waiver position. Basically, to do that, you just have to talk to me and tell me what the trade is. And, so say I'm trading Tom Brady and, Larry Fitzgerald for the number one waiver position and Aaron Rodgers or something. Clearly, you can't actually put in waiver positions in the Yahoo trade system. But as the commish, I can change the waiver positioning so that that trade can go through. So you basically will get, you know, whatever waiver position you want that you're trading for, and then that person will switch with you. So just be aware of that. Make sure that you talk to me first before any formal proposals go out so I can change it and all that kind of nonsense. But, yeah, other than that, I think we're pretty much done. Like I said, the draft is Tuesday, next Tuesday, or I guess 6 days from when you hear this.
Yeah, it's literally about a week from right now. Yeah. You might as well filming this.
September 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully everyone will be there. If not, I would definitely suggest you do the weird little, like, top 200 pre-draft ranking thing that Yahoo has in there, or else you will end up with a really, really bad team.
A real doozy.
Yeah, you'll end up with Jacques Césaire and seven running backs, so you do not want that. And other than that, I believe that's going to be it for us. We'll put Dan on. We will probably come back with a draft recap podcast sometime next week, maybe right before the actual NFL kickoff on Thursday night. Not quite sure. And of course, we'll probably have a chat open for that game as well. So just be on the lookout for that, and hopefully we see you guys at the draft on Tuesday. So
indeed,
we'll see you guys next week.
All right, peace.
Gotcha, bitches. Going back into the archives of the podcast, I realized that we never actually had D-Red on to talk to the noobs last year. Instead of having D-Red on, which I think we originally wanted to do, but I guess schedules did not mesh, we ended up having the three noobs on, which were Mike Mass, Martin, and Styx, to ask Jake and I questions about the league. So basically, there's no D-Red for this podcast, which is kind of hilarious since me and Jake have been talking it up for the past 15 to 20 minutes. But I digress. Basically, the two main things that I'm sure both Andrew and Henry know for our league are that we do individual defensive players, so there aren't team defenses, and I hope that they've been doing their research on that. Usually linebackers score the most, so just be aware of that. And then, of course, the other thing would be we start two quarterbacks every week, so you're probably going to want at least three quarterbacks on your roster. Now, of course, there aren't 36 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, so it does get a little tricky from time to time. But, you know, it just depends on who you want and where you're picking and all that kind of stuff, so just be wary of that. Also, one last bit of business. This is barring injury between now and next Tuesday, but I believe that Bo Larone has agreed upon a contract with Aaron Rodgers to be the number one overall pick for Bag League 8, you know, 2011 Bag League. So hopefully everything will work out, and you guys should adjust your draft boards accordingly. Excellent. Thank you, and see you guys next week.
When you're walking down the street and you see a little ghost, what you gonna do about Ghostbusters?